Hello and welcome to our Gemini new moon recording. Now, this was on the 14th, when you received this, so that we are in the energy of the Gemini new moon, which will be felt for several days more. And Gemini is the twins astrologically, and it represents air and the mind, which is actually setting us up for the shift that's going to take place in 2 days from now, on the 19th, which is a shift in Taurus. So for those of you that are in Taurus or have Taurus as your sign, your rising or your moon, these shifts are going to be felt a little bit more by you if you are in those three placements, just like the Gemini new moon is going to be felt by mostly by more so, not mostly because everybody is going to feel it, but more so by people who have Gemini as a sun, a moon, or a rising sign. And if you've never been, involved in astrology in anything you've ever done, as far as your healing work is done, is goes. I have been playing in astrology since I'm a little girl. I mean, my mother was fascinated by it. She did a little bit of astrology. She had friends who were astrologers. So I've been dabbling in it, as I've mentioned before, my whole entire life. And it is so powerful. It is such an amazing tool, not to predict what's going to come, but more or less as a roadmap to help you understand, to help us understand how the energies are going to be impacting us personally as they go through these shifts. And it's very important that we have an awareness to it so that we can be in more flow within ourselves. As these transits, these shifts take place. And that is something that's very, very important for us to have an awareness of. Sorry, I had to take a moment there and let Lasagna out so he could go to the bathroom. I don't try to keep him in until I can finish recording. And I was on a flow. So I want to continue with the idea of how to use this because a lot of people use it the wrong way and they use it to try to determine predictability of like when something's going to happen. And, I have friends who do astrology. I don't ask them to do my chart because a lot of times everything is with interpretation and there's a lot that goes into it, especially, reading the different components and how the planets are interacting with each other and, what house it falls in, will depend on what work you're doing. So, I'm really looking at the idea of being able to determine how these shifts in energy are going to be impacting us. Like, where is it pointing to in your life that is requiring the work, right? Whatever that's going to be, however that plays out. And so that's what I have found to become an important component in how I am doing my work because I have tuned out of social media to a large degree. I have tuned out of, pretty much everything except with the exception of art and my own writings. I do a lot of journaling and everything, and I do, some breath work now, and I have to really get back into exercising because that's been calling me probably for the better part of this last year, although I find I really haven't had the energy to really do much in the way of exercising. Like, I'm talking about like getting back into weightlifting and stuff like that, the weight training, not even for any heavy purposes. But these are the things that are popping up. And interestingly enough, the shifts that are occurring for me are going to be evolving in my sixth house of my own personal wellness, service to others, and how I am seeing myself and what is it that I need. And it's shedding a lot of light for me. And then when I look to see and I say, oh, look, Taurus is in my sixth house, and that is where, this Chiron in Taurus with the wounding is going to want me to reflect. When we get to that one, which is going to be in the next recording, I'm going to explain to you how that all transpires, because all of it is important. And knowing what is going to be transpiring or where it's wanting to point us, and then seeing, oh, look, I'm already pointing there with the things that I'm doing or the things that I'm thinking or how I am acting or letting go. That's so critical for us, because most of us are on autopilot and we're driving the body, the mind, the spirit, the soul all day long from the place of autopilot, because we have been trained that way. And now these shifts in energy is we're rooting more into the age of Aquarius, with Pluto wanting to knock down whatever has not been built on a solid foundation. And this is again impacting the all, it's impacting the collective, is wanting us to make changes that are necessary for how we're operating our physical being. And so, in looking at astrology from this perspective, it completely makes sense. And I can tell you that over the past 2 months, I've had several people that have come to me looking for this type of depth in their own chart, where I've been able to pull up their chart based on their birth time, their birth location, and their birth date, and point to exactly what is transpiring and what is wanting their attention. And it's been 100% accurate, to the degree where they are in shock and a little bit of awe that their universe is directing them in this way, because this is what's happening in their birth chart. So it's not, this is not woo-woo stuff. I feel like this is very important in the scheme of things. So Gemini being a new moon, it's about new renewal, right? Rebirthing type of thing. And this is a big moon, because this is really setting up what is to come, because Gemini has a lot going on in it, with Uranus transiting into it, and Uranus is the great awakener, right? Like it really wants us to see what we haven't been seeing and look at what needs to shift. And with this new moon now coming in, it's all about air, and it's all about the mind, right? And the electricity. So electrical thoughts are electrical, and thoughts are fast flowing. So when we look at it from that perspective, we have to understand that this has something to do with the mind. This shift has something to do with the mind, right? And this is where collective awakening happens. So thoughts begin to take form, and they become less random and more organized, because we as human beings operate on the chaotic mind, which is driven again by the programs and blueprints and rituals and habits and patterns that we've all aligned to, which is where our comfort falls into, right? So these thoughts that we're having, we're going to find become more organized, right? They start to really make sense, and alignment can start to happen when we start to have an awareness that the thoughts that we're having are making sense. We might not understand them fully and completely, but they're starting to make sense. And what's going to happen is the parts of our lives that interact on an intellectual level, right? That mentalism is going to be more pronounced for us, in my opinion, okay? Which is where our alignment can start to happen, because when we're chaotic and we're not organized and we're not thinking clearly and we're operating strictly from the place of perpetual motion, we're not paying attention. Now we're being called to pay attention. And this is because new pathways and doorways want to open. New connections will step forward in the next coming months to help us with these pathways and doorways that are going to be presenting to us. And in many cases, those pathways and doorways are what's going to take us into our soul-aligned path, especially if we're not on that path right now, right? Maybe we don't know how to get there. Well, being in this Gemini new moon experience is going to help us do that. And so there probably will be different perspectives that are going to be offered. And these perspectives are going to be important because they have the potential to alter our direction and alter how we see life as it is, instead of the way we think we know it, right? Because again, we have had Neptune, the planet of illusion and mysticism and everything magical, in the watery sign of Pisces. And Pisces energy is not always clear because it's so flowy. It's like being at the depths, the bottom of the ocean, where you can't see anything because there's no light down there. It's pitch black. And so that's where we were operating from. And then Neptune, a couple months back, shifted and went from Pisces into Aries. And now in Aries, Aries is all about the self, and it's all about reorganizing, restructuring who we are, coming into a new identity within. But if Neptune is in its early stages, just coming into the sign of Aries, it's going to be a little foggy. It's going to be more like wearing rose-colored glasses and not being able to assess what the truth is. We're going to see it, a glimpse of it, and then that glimpse is going to disappear. We're going to be like, hey, that looked like I was going to move, but then something happened and it shifted, and now it doesn't look like I'm going to move anymore. And then all of a sudden, the energy shift again. And then, as the energy shift, we're suddenly moving again, right? Or something like that. Sorry, guys, I don't normally have interruptions, but I had another interruption I needed to handle. So this is, really pointing us to ourselves. Right, because Aries is the first sign of the zodiac for right now, right? I know there's many speculations out there that the zodiac is not right and all that, but for right now, Aries is the first sign of the zodiac, and Aries is I am. So it wants its boldness, it wants its bigness, and it wants to be recognized in its power. And the important thing here is that Gemini wants to put us back in our power. So this new moon in Gemini wants to put us back in our power so that we are self-empowered. And it wants to do so in a way that is going to give us a fresh start, a clean slate in energy. And what we need to understand is that these energies are going to bring a higher level to everything. And the things that it's going to focus us on is higher learning or some kind of education. It's going to push us to become more curious. So curiosity is going to be important. Some people I know have all of a sudden suddenly decided to take a language. And so, if you're learning a new language, that's part of this. The idea of storytelling, whether that's through teaching or Perhaps you are writing a book. And so communication is very important during this time. And so if you're feeling any of that, it's because you're already feeling this Gemini new moon. And Gemini is teaching that we are always in motion, right? The energy is always moving forward. It's electrical. There's no stopping electricity. It's got a charge to it, and it's pointing us in forward motion. And so, our own self-growth is going to be prompted by these types of circumstances, like, curiosity and higher learning or teaching or storytelling and just having communication with others. And you have to remember that Gemini governs the nervous system, right? The nervous system is electrical. Think gamma energy when we have gamma, and I used to talk about gamma impacting the nervous system. So Gemini is governing the nervous system and social interactions. And it teaches us that we're always in motion. So growth begins with a conversation. And in this transit, it will have us double checking our comfort zone because we might be noticing that what we're interacting with or who we're interacting with no longer feels aligned. It does not feel comfortable, right? The old routine, habit, ritual, whatever may not work anymore. We may need something different. So, you'll notice where that change is needed because we can't stay the same. Everything changes. So we start to notice what our mind is attached to, meaning the beliefs that we hold, the routines that we're engaged in, the rituals that we like to transact, so that it can show us these outdated areas that we've been attached to and where our thoughts are holding on, to different aspects of our reality that maybe are not nurturing us anymore. Maybe these aspects of our reality are actually triggering our nervous system, and we're going into nervous system overload, and the nervous system's becoming dysregulated, right? And that could be things like social media, or maybe it's the media news outlets on TV. Or the stories that we see flooding the field wherever, Facebook and social media or YouTube or anything like that, through maybe friends and family. And it's the information that we're taking in on a regular basis, right? And we have to be careful with that. I had a conversation today with somebody who had received a notification that there was going to be some kind of a superstorm, a tropical superstorm coming through. And, I said, you don't really want to take that in. You don't really want to take that in because if you take it in, you're feeding that storyline. If you start to fear it, you're feeding that storyline. If you're passing it around, you're feeding that storyline. It starts to take a stronghold in our electromagnetic field. And the next thing we know, we're manifesting that storm in our reality, which I know none of us wants, but it's because we're not paying attention to the words that we're speaking and the thoughts that we're thinking. We have to really pay attention to what it is that we're putting out there because we are creating the reality with all of that, right? So this is where mental insufficiency comes from. It gives the ability to reset our mental space and get rid of the stories. And that's something that we have to do. We have to stop the stories that we tell. And Gemini is asking us to become more conscious so that we're not telling the stories. We're not calling things into our reality that we don't want. Right? The idea that we, like maybe you have an idea just before you fall asleep. You're laying in bed, and it happened to me last night. And I had this thought in my mind, and the next thing I know, I get this next thought, and then the next thought after that, because I didn't shut it down and say, oh, that's stupid, or oh, that's ridiculous. And then I felt very prompted. I heard it in my head like 10 times. Get up and write it down. Get up and write it down. You'll forget it. Get up and write it down because you will forget it. So I got up and I wrote it down because I didn't want to forget it. And, it was like, oh, wow. So then today I followed through doing some research on this new idea that came to me. And I started to do some research on it. And then all of a sudden this website popped up. I wasn't even looking for it, popped up. And then it kind of gave like another key to the puzzle. And I was like, oh, look at this. I am not having to do any work for this at all, and the information is coming to me because it's what's meant to be. So I'm either going to take it and I'm going to run with it and I'm going to align with it and utilize it, or I'm going to forget about it, push it away, and then somebody else will pick it up and roll with it, and they will have the success with it that I should have had. And that's how it works, right? But we have to become more conscious so that we can follow it through. And think about it in the way of like that idea might be some kind of a breakthrough, right? It might be some kind of a breakthrough thought that I'm having in that moment. And the most important thing here is whether it's for this breakthrough moment that I had just before I was falling asleep or anything else in my life. I have to watch my words so that I'm not speaking into my reality stuff that I don't want to happen, because words cast spells. And the words that we cast create the reality. Okay? This is important. I can't express this enough because I know I've had conversations with some of you. Not paying attention to the words that you're speaking and what you're casting in as your reality, gotta really pay attention. It's either going to be something good and something positive, or you're going to get caught short and, feel the bonk on the head from it. And it's however we're choosing to do this, right? However it is that we're choosing to do this, it's all up to us. So we have to recondition the mind away from the way that we've always presented our reality to ourselves, because we think it can only be that way because that's the only way it's ever been. But that's not our truth. Interestingly enough, last night I had this crazy dream. And I always say dreams are not just one dream, it's a multitude of dreams. Well, last night's dream was so interesting. I was in this work environment that was a building. I thought it was a house, but it wasn't really a house. It was a building. And it was all of these men coming in. And I said to the woman who had hired me, I said, "Well, what do we call this? What is this?" And she said, "Oh, it's a brothel. It's like a brothel." And I said, "A brothel? Like for sex?" And she said, "No." She's like, "No." She's like, "These men are coming in here for healing." And I said, "Oh, that's interesting." So I was sitting back because I was going through the process of, when you have to, I forget what they call it, but I had to go through the process of being checked in and getting my position straightened away and everything. And this guy comes in and he had his arm in a sling and he was in a lot of pain with his shoulder, but he was there for something else. And the woman asked me to do something. I can't remember what it was, but it wasn't what I thought he should have been there for, which was his arm, his shoulder. And when she asked me to do whatever it was that I was supposed to do, I think it was paperwork, filling out a form, or I don't asking him questions about something that did not pertain to his arm and the sling. I said to her, I was like, I said, the whole reason he's having the problem that he's having is because of his arm, because of his shoulder. I can tell you exactly what he needs to do in order to stop that shoulder from hurting him and never coming back again. I was like, as a matter of fact, I'm an excellent reader of energy, and I'm an excellent healer. So, I could do that. I could do that. I know you hired me for this, but this is really like my forte. This is really what I really should be doing. And the next thing I know, the dream, she doesn't respond. The dream, but the dream shifts. And now, because I embrace that part of myself and I empowered myself, the dream shifts and I'm in a car and I'm about to cross over a highway or through a highway intersection, and on both sides of the highway, one going in one direction, the other part of the highway going the other direction, there's three or four lanes. And the cars are going super, super fast. And there is no light or anything like that. And I am not in control of the wheel, although I'm sitting in the driver's seat, but I'm not in control of the wheel. And we get into this place of the intersection. And I start yelling and going, oh my God, what are we doing? We're going to get killed. How is this possible? And as I'm saying this, I stopped talking because we were literally going through these six lanes of traffic or eight lanes of traffic. I don't even know where it was. And what I took away from it after we got through the traffic and the other side is that everything is an illusion. Those cars on the highway that I just went through was an illusion. There is nothing stopping me, right? There is nothing stopping me from whatever it is that I'm desiring to do or whatever it is that I'm desiring to be. I just have to embrace it. I have to embrace that bigger part of myself that that maybe feels like more, right? Whatever that is. And I came out of that dream and I laid in bed for a few minutes because that was like at 3 o'clock in the morning this morning. And I came out of that dream and I was thinking to myself, wow, that's powerful because I was willing to embrace myself as a healer, as a reader of energy, right? And I was able to embrace that. And spirit was showing me that the more I embrace who I am, the more I embrace that part of me, that spirit's got the wheel, right? Source, creator, whatever you want to call it, the universe has got the wheel. And I don't have to worry about a thing because the universe has the wheel and the universe is driving. And the only thing I have to do is surrender to what is and be completely okay with letting go. That was so super powerful. That was incredibly powerful for me to have that awareness because the minute we started to cross that highway and I was panicking because those cars look real, all of a sudden the illusion presented and those cars were not real. There was nothing blocking me. There was nothing that I could get into an accident with. It's all an illusion. So the idea of anything standing in our way in this lifetime is completely the illusion. It's got no merit at all. There's nothing in the reality that is stopping us. It's just us that's stopping us. Okay. So this is how timelines get reorganized. And, we've recondition the mind so that we can create new timelines and step into something that is really speaking to us. And that is where our power is. And we have to embrace that. Okay, so sorry guys, I did have another minor interruption. I don't know, this has never happened before. It's kind of interesting. So yeah, that dream was very powerful because as we were driving in the car that I was in, that I was sitting in the driver's seat, but I wasn't steering because the creator had the wheel, obviously, and knew the direction we needed to go in and how to get there. I just had to trust and have the faith, right? It's how life works. That's how this is. And the more I root deeper and deeper into what is, the more I'm seeing this, the more I'm seeing the reality created very quickly, very fast, as our thoughts aligned to what we truly desire. Okay. So it's important for us all to be doing this. But if we're letting our thoughts run amok and our mind is taking control, that's when we play into catastrophes and events that, we probably shouldn't be involved in some way. And we have to stop ourselves. It's like, living here in Florida, I mean, it's possible I'm going to end up involved in an earthquake or there was one down here. I didn't feel it. Everybody around me did, but I didn't feel it. Wasn't in my reality, apparently. And I could be in a hurricane, who the heck knows, a tropical storm or whatever. I don't look at those things. If it comes into my field or somebody sends me something that's like, hey, storms ahead in your way. I mean, this happened all year last year. And I just didn't even read it. I just deleted it. And I was like, nope, not my reality. Nope, not my reality. I just kept shifting that and shifting that and shifting that. And it's quiet in my reality. Like there is nothing going on right now that, like I have nothing to complain about except the heat. It's a little hot down here. But then I have to be honest, I could go sit outside. And I start talking to the wind, and I'll ask the wind to kick up a breeze. And probably after about 5, 10 minutes, the wind kicks up a breeze, and I have a breeze. It happens just like that. I mean, it's, all our belief system. And so if we're interacting in the things that, we're interacting in, and we're not realizing, we're not in awareness. We're not conscious of the thoughts that we're having. We're gonna head down a rabbit hole. We're gonna create some kind of something that we're not gonna like, that we're gonna have to figure out then how to uncreate it or how to get out of that reality, right? Because that's not the timeline we want. But it requires us having, vision, having a vision, seeing clearly. Another conversation with somebody else was a circumstance happening in their life, and they're looking at it from the wrong perspective, and I had to autocorrect them. It is not about you. It's about what's happening with this person and what the universe is showing you about this situation, that this situation is no longer in alignment and something has to change. So it has nothing to do with you. You don't need to go in victimhood. You don't need to go down that rabbit hole. You don't need to throw a tantrum and feel sad and feel annoyed or feel angry. There's nobody to get mad at. What it is the universe is simply showing you. Might not be showing you in the best way possible or in the most comfortable way possible, but it wants you to know something you already know and maybe you have not embraced or accepted. And so this thing transpires and it pops up and you're like, ah, why me? Why is this happening? There's always something going on. But you know what? At the end of the day, it's not about you. It's giving you clarity that this situation is not in alignment. And you, we need to pull out of that story, right? We need to come out of it. You need to see the truth. And it's not about who did what wrong, it's about the situation. We want to dive down into the blame and the shame, and this one did something and they don't like me, or now I feel like a victim because it always falls on my shoulders to fix this. That's not what it's about, guys. It's not, but you could take it that way, right? You could take it that way, or you could look at it and say, I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't paying attention. The universe threw a pebble. The pebble became a stone. The stone became a brick. And by the time it was done, I'm getting the house dropped on me because I was not paying attention. I didn't see the pebble when the pebble was thrown. Universe was trying to get my attention in the gentlest way, and I wasn't seeing it. That's what this is about, right? So, this moon wants us to pay attention to all of our communication, whether it is coming through written communication or more physical in the way of, actually speaking to someone. And it wants us to get to really pay attention to it on every single level, since all of it is shaping our nervous system. And this is happening on a daily basis. Okay, so the nervous system is being impacted. And so it's time to recognize what is depleting us and what inspires us. What do we need to let go that's of that lower level that is completely depleting us so that we can tune to the things that inspire us, right? If we don't start seeing the circumstances, like the story I just explained, we're seeing the situation with this other person, but we weren't willing to see it. This has e been evolving for months and months and months and months. We weren't willing to see it. We didn't want to pay attention to that part of it because we didn't like it. We didn't like what we were seeing. We didn't like what we were hearing. We didn't like whatever it is, right? Whatever. It doesn't matter what it was. And now all of a sudden, we've got this situation at hand, and we have to resolve it in some way. And because it's a lower level, we don't want to feed into it anymore. We want to pull ourselves above it. Okay. Uranus is overseeing Gemini right now. It's transiting through Gemini for the next 8 years, and it's overseeing this new moon in Gemini. And Uranus is the disruptor, it's the awakener. So it's going to help us see where change is needed. And it's either going to awaken you to that fact, or it's going to drop a brick on you and be very disruptive in your reality. Now, this is a very powerful time for new technology, either through advances on the world stage or your personal life. Now, because of last night's little tidbit that was dropped to me just before I was falling asleep, feels like it might be a book. I don't know. I don't know. I got a title, but I am not really sure because I have been here before and it has not ever materialized. But what I'm doing differently this time around is this morning when I got up, I started looking at platforms for book writing, right? And because I'm looking at the platforms and engaging with the platforms, it's advancing my technical knowledge in choosing what app I might want to work with, if that's the case, and if that's what it's going to be. I'm still uncertain because I don't feel the fullness of it yet. But I'm thinking the more I engage in the research of it, looking into the different aspects, maybe doing self-publishing, I don't know. The more I do this, the more I am giving that green flag to the universe that says, hey, I am interested in whatever this is that you are trying to offer. Whatever you're trying to offer, I'm interested in it. Okay. So that's putting a energetic footprint out there, if you remember that terminology. All right. So, what might have seemed impossible years back, meaning writing a book, didn't happen back then. It seemed like it was impossible, didn't seem like it was in the flow. Now suddenly feels like it might be possible. There might be an opportunity for me to write some kind of book. And so I just have to keep following it and see where it leads. And Uranus in Gemini is revolutionary, and it is a change for greater awakening through the disruption of patterns of the old, especially information and technology. Now, I can tell you that my patterns of the old would have been patterns where I did not follow through. I wasn't either interested or I wasn't feeling it, and I wasn't in the alignment of it. And that book just could not materialize through me, and it just wasn't happening for whatever reason. It was not happening. The other thing I could tell you, is that synchronicities are happening much faster, right? So when we're open and we're allowing ourselves to be aligned, even if we don't understand it fully, we don't know what is transpiring, we will see the synchronicities coming faster and faster and faster because everything is starting to align and the energies are moving faster, right? So people may be coming into our lives for the purpose of connection. I mean, who knows? I could meet somebody that's a publisher, or maybe they're an editor or something in my out and about when I go to the grocery store, or I go to Hobby Lobby or Target or someplace like that, right? Who knows? But it's my job to get open to the possibilities, right? To really get open to the possibility of what could be instead of thinking, oh, this is not meant to be. Who am I to write a book or whatever? And just follow it. It might not even be about the book, and it might be about somebody inviting me on a podcast to talk to them about something, right? Who knows? But my job is to get in alignment and follow the breadcrumbs and be open. Okay, would be that way if it was something to do with, a job or something like that, right? So maybe you're at a job and there's opportunity lining up for you, and you can't see it right now. It looks possible, but you're not seeing it. You've got to just go with it, roll with the flow, right? So it's going to feel more challenging, and it's going to be more important than ever for us to stay connected, so that, we can allow the universe to support us in whatever way that is. And if we are not staying connected, then we are devaluing ourselves and not allowing ourselves to play in these higher timelines that could ultimately bring something that would be to our delight. But we are not going to know if we're not participating in the way that we need to, right? So adaptability is the key. We have to be adaptable. We have to be willing to play. We have to be willing to let go of what we think we know in order to see what is wanting to present. Can you see in your own personal life where you may have outgrown a role that you are playing? I look at myself and I'm like, yeah, I see many areas within my life where I feel like I've outgrown myself. And it doesn't feel like I should be there anymore, right? Like in some ways, I feel like I've outgrown what I'm doing here for Joe in Florida, but Joe sees great value in it. And in my mind, I'm like, I should move on. I need to move on. Where's that pathway opening? But like I said, when I looked at my chart, it was there for a minute and then it closed down. Why? Because Neptune is in Aries, and Aries is in my fourth house of home. So Neptune, in the beginning stages of its transit in Aries, is foggy goggles, rose-colored glasses. And the minute I saw the move, that move got distorted. I could no longer see it. And the universe was saying, it's not time. It's not time for you to see it. It's not time for you to know it. You have too much to do to fix and heal what you haven't healed with your Aries home placement. So whatever's needed in the home, and you know what it is? To be quite honest with you, it is about me feeling valued without needing to overdo or overgive or overprove who I am. Okay. And that's big because my history, having an Aries moon, and that Aries moon sits in my fourth house of home, is all about needing the home to be in its perfection in order for me to feel comfortable and safe. Now, again, being completely transparent here so that you can understand what I'm talking about when I say how this could be helpful. It's about me being able to feel safe right here where I am in Joe's house, not having access to any of my storage belongings because my stuff is still in storage and I just have my bedroom, with the exception of where my art studio is right here in this corner, the little corner that's just before the kitchen in the dining area. And Joe is perfectly content with that. He loves that. He's like, that's great. He's like, you knock yourself out. If you need to move anything else around, you go right ahead, do it. Just, that's perfectly fine. Just don't put it in front of the TV. We both laughed about that because he loves his TV. But, for me, the more I can get comfortable being here, knowing that I'm wanted, knowing that, I am respected and honored, and that this is a good situation. I look at this and I'm like, how could I be in a better situation if I want to do my art and I don't really need to worry about how many clients I'm seeing because I'm in a safety zone. Did I know this was going to be a safety zone? No, not really, but yet it worked out that way because I let go because I didn't want to come to Florida and the universe said this is the only path and I said, "Okay, then I'm going to go." Instead of saying, "Well, no, I'm not going. I'm going to look someplace else." Right? It's working out to my advantage. I mean, my connection with Joe is deepening and there is mutual respect there, and it's really great. Like, I don't want for anything, to be honest with you. Would I love to have my stuff out of storage? Absolutely. But the universe is saying it's not time yet. You're not ready for that yet. You still have a little more work to do before anything else. So just stay present. See where you need to shift. If something feels uncomfortable, look and see why it feels uncomfortable. Look and see what it is that's making you uncomfortable. Is it your need to overdo? Because that's me. I'll overdo just to feel like I have great purpose, or I'll overdo just to feel like I'm wanted in a situation or needed, or I make myself important. That's always been my MO, right? I don't do that anymore. I don't need to do that anymore. I need to shut that down so that that's not my MO anymore, because that's the old patterning that needs to go under these new energies. So, what is it for you that you need to let go of? What is it for you? Is it maybe your belief system? Is it a role that you play? Maybe it's a social role. Maybe it's social media and you have built yourself a personality on social media. Maybe there's an identity, like you see yourself as a healer, but that's all you identify with, or you're a shaman and that's all you identify with, or you're a Reiki master and that's all you identify with, right? I use the term healer because it encompasses all of that. It's everything. It's my knowledge of herbal medicine, it's my knowledge of healing the body, it's my knowledge of healing cancer and other crazy illnesses, right? I don't delineate it. I don't separate it out. It's all under the terminology of healer. Okay. Maybe you have to heal something in your relationships. Maybe you have to heal something in your home or your environment, like I am doing. Okay. So you have to watch for the signs. Watch for the signs of that next step forward, right? It's going to be small moments that lead to big shifts. Like this thing with whatever it is that's coming through for me, it might not even be a book. It might be like a how-to manual or something like, I don't know, right? Or I don't know, but I'm gonna keep, looking at it, poking it, so that it can ultimately show itself to me. And I'm gonna watch for those small moments, because that's what leads to the big something. So this is a great time for everything involving communication. It's where we can excel in communication, in not only teaching, but also how we're connecting with the people around us, right? The downside of this transit, if there is a downside, is that we can feel overstimulated. And I know myself, I've had to give myself a timeout twice this weekend in particular. The energies have been extraordinarily heavy. And, Joe had company here. His brother was here, and he brought his little daughter with him, who's, I think she's three now. So freaking cute, but she's a diamond child. And she is so defiant. She knows who she is and what she wants and what she doesn't want. And she's just gonna walk over everybody to get there, right? Because she knows why she's here. She knows her greater purpose. And she's very mystical. She saw Joe's mom's sister's cockatoo, because she kept saying, "Whose white bird is that? There's a white bird up there." And I said, "Oh, you see a white bird?" I said, "What kind? Is it a parrot?" And she said, "Yes." And then I said to Joe, "Do you know anybody?" I didn't have a white parrot. And then I was trying to think of the birds that I've known. And then he was like, "Oh, my Aunt Denise, she's also passed. His mother's sister's also passed. My Aunt Denise had a white cockatoo." And then he showed Malia, his niece, his brother's daughter, the cockatoo, and she said, "Yep, that's it." So she's very mystical, and we were having some amazing conversations. Communication is so important, okay? But again, this energy can feel very stimulating and overstimulating. Uranus and Gemini are both electrical. Right? They're both electrical. They're both thoughts. Thoughts are electric. Emotions are magnetic. Thoughts are electric. So it's like being on hyperdrive, too much, too fast, all at once. And then we feel a little bit of burnout. So we have to rest when we need to take rest. Gemini is about thoughts and words. So this would be a good time to have conversations that could be healing. Conversations that could be nurturing, especially if there's been any kind of wounding or anything from the past. Okay. So, most important part of the new moon transit is how we speak about ourselves, our life, and our future. It all builds the reality that we then play out. Please keep reminding yourself, I have said it a billion times that we've been working together. Thoughts become words, words become actions, and action moves the reality. Action moves the reality. The thought starts to build it, the word anchors to it, and the action builds it. Okay? Be careful with your thoughts and your words. If you find yourself thinking negative or speaking negative, right? "Oh, I'm so stupid. How could I not known?" No. Nope, no good. Cancel, delete, restore. I do not consent to being stupid or thinking myself stupid, right? We have to shift out of that perpetuated negative vibe that we've all been under the influence of. Okay. So this is a potent time for us. Important opportunities can come into our lives very quickly that can alter our path. Do not sleep on this energy, okay? It could happen through a random meeting with someone, or maybe you get introduced to somebody or bump into somebody in the grocery store, and or maybe an email comes to you that seems insignificant at first, but then boom, something happens and you're heading down a completely wonderfully magical new path and you never saw it coming. So it's really important for us to stay open and available to the possibilities for something wonderful to unfold for us, right? And I have been receiving amazing gifts. I mean, like, I'm not gonna, they're not big gifts. They're small, little tokens of love, right? Sometimes they come from somebody, right? And I've gotten a few that was so beautifully generous, because my time and my energy or whatever has been valued, right? And also then there was small moments where, somebody sent me the most beautiful note letting me know how that one moment that I interacted with them completely transformed their life. Now it doesn't have to be something big, but it could be like, the art program I'm in, that was unexpected. But yet here it comes because there's some kind of meaning behind it. And I had to think long and hard so that I did not turn that down, because if I turned it down, what is that doing? It's stopping the flow from the universe, not just for me, but for the other person that was offering it as well. So we have to really pay attention to everything that we're doing and how important it is for us to have gratitude, to be a good receiver, right? Receiving is such a hard thing for most people because it's where we are limited in seeing our own self-worth. And so that's a really big thing that we have to also pay attention to. Now, I'm going to put the next recording in its own recording, in its own replay, because I feel like I want to give you some shorter things to listen to as opposed to listening to one big long file, because I know sometimes that can feel overwhelming. Gonna try this and see how this works. So just look out for that next file. It might get loaded at the same time. I don't know. You might have two out there, but we'll see. Anyway, I love you. I'm off to the next recording that I'm gonna be doing to get that done for you guys. And just know that I love you. Have a wonderful whatever it is that you're doing.